Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Look, I'm just saying, finding out Winnie Cooper is 50, that hurt me. It did.
That hurts me. I'm with you.
You agree, James?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's surprising.
It is until you stop and think and you think about how old you are when you're watching this.
Yeah, I know. But my God. All right, good morning to you. Times Yours
it's
coming
a tough
up.
Scene here.
Yeah, it's coming up shortly. Times Yours. Let's go to the phones. Got a lot of reaction of what's been going on through the show, whether it's Kelsey or the Sirianni interview from yesterday that we aired earlier in the program. You want to react to that and all the Jalen Hurts talk, plus your Super Bowl fervor as the Eagles and Chiefs get it going in 10 days. Let's talk to Ellsworth right now in Allentown. What's going on, Ellsworth?
How you doing, guys?
Doing well, Ellsworth.
Doing good. I think the Super Bowl is going to be a great game, and I think we have an excellent chance to bring home another championship to Philadelphia.
I think it's really 50-50, Ellsworth. I'm picking the Eagles, but I will tell you, I think it's just about a 50-50 game, and the line speaks to that. And the last two times they played speaks to that. Last year when the Eagles barely won, you know, on Monday Night Football, and the year before that when the Chiefs barely won in the Super Bowl. I mean, it's very evenly matched.
Basically, every game the Chiefs have played this year has been close, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Well, the Chiefs barely won a lot of games this year.
That's right.
A lot of games. But I just want to quickly reference your quest for Jimmy Butler. That would be a huge mistake. There's not enough balls for Maxie, Butler, and Embiid.
I disagree with you. I mean,
Embiid doesn't need a ball right now.
Here's the thing, Ellsworth. I understand the point that Maxie and Butler are both ball-dominant players. Okay, I get that. But I'd rather have that than a, I would say, rapidly declining Paul George. There's too many games when Joel doesn't play and Paul George does, and he gives you 12 points. Like, that's not acceptable. It's unacceptable. And by the way, I'm not saying Jimmy's probably not declining a bit himself. But, I mean, just who do I trust more as a basketball player, Jimmy Butler or Paul George? Jimmy Butler.
I think if you bring Butler here, you lose Maxie's effectiveness.
And, well, you reduce it. I will agree with that.
We can afford to lose that. And what are you going to have to give up to get him?
Well, you can just about swap
Paul
it. There's,
George.
Yeah, there's a little bit of other salary implications. But it could just about be a one-for-one. That would be the basis of the trade, the basic heart of the trade. All right, Ellsworth, give me a song that's got a real-life reference.
Well, I go back to Garden Party by Ricky Nelson. It's the story of him showing up at Madison Square Garden with long hair and a beard and sang all the old songs. And
you got it, man. All right, pal. Ellsworth, appreciate that phone call. Let's talk to Charlie. He's calling from Northeast Philly. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey.
How are you, Charlie? No one calls you Chuck, right?
Nah,
I just figured
Charlie.
I'd take a stab.
Yeah, listen to me.
Chuck Brown?
I was very,
Charlie.
I was, yes, Charlie. I was very
Chuck
impressed
Manuel.
With your question this morning. Where would Jalen Hurts be if he was in New York?
Yeah, I mean, basically, my basic point is, would he still have the winner moniker if he was playing for that organization with those players? That was my basic point.
Okay. Basically, he'd be in the hospital right now recovering from a lot of injuries from getting the crap beat out of him out there. And number two, I really wish I had got on with Jason. I would love to know, can guys come back to the huddle during the game like an A.J. Brown and say, hey, Jalen, I got this guy beat.
Let's turn to John. John was in many huddles.
Every play.
Yeah.
That happens every single snap.
And if I was AJ, I'd be doing that all the time.
He does, I'm sure. And
to me,
the backs all say, hey, we got – hey, the power's there. Hey, the counter is there. Hey, the dive, it's there. Give it to me.
Charlie, it's your point. You think AJ is frustrated?
I think so. When he said that straight jacket thing, I think that's what he was saying. I'm a little and I think he's a very good quarterback. I think he does what he's told.
Yeah, me too.
The play is called. He runs it.
I think John takes that. I think you're taking it too far, Charlie. I'll tell you why. I feel pretty confident he's not told, like in the Rams game, take 8 sacks. Don't throw the ball away. I don't buy that. I don't buy it.
But he's told protect yourself.
He is told
bounds,
protect yourself
down,
and protect the ball.
Don't turn it over.
Yeah. But they want him to throw some of them away.
I'm sure
away.
They say take a sack before throwing an interception.
Of course. Yeah. But they say throw the ball
it's
away before you take a sack.
Line. It's
a physically, it's hard to be able to do that sometimes.
Yeah,
if
but,
you're
it's the quarterback's,
it
but it's the quarterback's job to not take 8 sacks. I mean, when he wasn't being, the offensive line wasn't being run over. It is a hard job.
Very difficult job. Everyone on that defense is geared to prevent you from doing the job. Well,
I get it. Charlie, give me a great song with a reference in it.
Star Spangled Banner.
Wow. I hadn't even thought of that. Francis Scott Key, War 1812?
I believe so.
Holy mackerel. All right.
You would know better than us, Joe.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. How about that? I like that answer. All right, speaking of answers, let's get to the answer of the Twitter poll question of the day. It is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy would like to wish the birds the best of luck. Together, let's drive for touchdowns after touchdowns after touchdowns in the big game coming up. Visit ArminChevy.com. They say, of course, as we all say, go birds. Poll question, John. Have people underappreciated Jalen Hurts? A, yes. B, no. How do you think people voted?
Jeez, I hope this is 90%.
Just about. 84% say... And I think by people, I think people understand to interpret it as the populace. Like, not you yourself, but other people. Have the people at large, many people.
I think the results show that people understand that. Yeah,
I think I did. But again, I don't go as far as you guys. But, you know, we've put our lines in the sand have been drawn, and we'll see where it goes. Look, I hope to be more impressed because, you know, what he did the other day, to me, gives me hope. And we'll see what happens in the Super Bowl. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
You know, I've criticized Jalen Hurts plenty since he came to the league. He has improved, that's no doubt. His arm strength is what it is, and his weakness is what it is. Sometimes he just can't see the field. It's what it is. Sometimes he takes too long and holds the ball. But he can throw the ball. He can play the game. He can help his team win the Super Bowl. I'm not criticizing that anymore. I've seen it.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's okay. Both criticisms and are real, positive and negative.
I think that's a very, very reasonable call.
If Kellen Moore leaves for the Saints and we get a new offensive coordinator next year, the Hurts thing, is it going to come all back? He's going to have another offensive coordinator, and people are going to say, oh, he's good. It's a new offense coordinator now, so he's going to do slow, the terminology, the blah, blah, blah. It'll be like year 6 or 7. Eventually, it's just got to be, is he good or not?
Okay. So
the answer is yes.
I'm not the least bit concerned about Kellen Moore not being focused. I guarantee he's uber-focused on us winning the Super Bowl. The guy's had success before, and he'll probably be successful as a head coach. First is the other guy, Jonathan Gannon, who was a complete fraud, benefited from those great defensive stacks he had that year. Bottom line is, this guy's focused. You don't have to worry about him.
Look, I thought Gannon was a much better coordinator than many people thought, but I didn't like the way he handled the Arizona thing, but I thought people dogged him too much.
Guys, we are in a dark time for Philly sports history. And no, I'm not referring to the Sixers. What I'm referring to is the fact that we have to now root for Joe to win Beat the Hammer. May God have mercy on us.
It's a really dark time.
I don't know how we've arrived at this point.
Well, like, someone pointed out.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't.
And James, does it apply to tomorrow?
I don't think it does.
Because then there's the Friday of the Super Bowl. So
yeah,
people root against me tomorrow, you root for me to keep the win streak going.
It's not in any way related,
Andy,
guys.
It's related.
The only evidence we have is based on the week of a game. So I don't think tomorrow counts one way or the other.
Tomorrow we root against.
We're all united tomorrow.
John, stuff like superstition and all this, these are real.
The Eagles aren't playing anybody tomorrow.
Pro Bowl, actually. NFC. I'm doing it for the NFC in a flag football game.
All right, Joe. Here was your ending line to Nick. Let's win one for the Hammer. Have a great day.
Can you imagine if you had said that to Nick? Hey, Nick, win it for me, buddy.
Go win for me.
I felt like he was about to get to that point.
Look, I didn't know what to do.
I mean, he really was. It's like he was reaching out, grasping for Nick's hand.
As it's like slipping away. Like, don't know.
You hang up. No, you hang up.
I didn't know what to do.
Nick, don't ever let go, Nick.
Oh, man.
Right.
Well,
he didn't let you on the door.
No, it's okay. That's all right. With that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's talk to Danny right now. Good morning, Danny.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Super, Danny.
Awesome. Love the show. Listen to you guys every day.
Thanks.
John, you're awesome. Joe, you're pretty good, too.
thank you, buddy.
But I had a point. I was actually thinking about this last night. It's funny you guys are talking about Jalen as your topic today. But I watched the documentary on Michael Jack Schmidt, and I couldn't help but draw a comparison between him and Jalen.
Interesting.
And, you know, back in the day, I mean, I wasn't around when he was in his heyday, but it was my dad's heyday as a fan in his 30s and stuff. And he always talked about, you know, here we had arguably the best third baseman of all time, and we gave him the worst time possible while he was here. Now, of course, it's changed for him, but I just think about Jalen, and, you know, he's fantastic. His numbers support it, and the main thing I think is that he has the fortitude of character to withstand all the stuff that we dish out at him.
That part's really significant. And by the way, not just the Sunday night through Sunday morning criticisms like you're referring to. He also, I think, is, and this is a tremendous trait that many don't have, unflappable in the 3 hours the game is occurring. Like, we've seen plenty of athletes affected by game circumstances. They play less and things avalanche on them. I don't believe that applies to him at all. And that's really something.
Yeah.
I think he'll always play great, but he's not struggling because it got in his head and the moment became too big for him.
No, I agree. I think that he's built for Philadelphia, or he's adapted to it.
Absolutely.
I don't know which one it is, but it's kind of like Bryce Harper in that way too. Yeah. You know, like, hey, I'm here. I'm here to work. I know how passionate you guys are, but I'm going to show up every day and I'm going to grind. And that's what you're going to respect me for at the end of the day.
Danny.
And maybe he's thinking legacy long term, but that's what I think.
You have to be built for it in advance, and you have to adapt to it while in the process. Yeah. Like, it's not easy. And he's done an amazing job of sort of going with the flow with all this.
All right, let's turn too quickly. Again, we're giving away the Post Malone tickets, pretty cool concert tickets. We're looking for the best song ever that's got a real life reference, kind of judging this based on quality of song, but also quality of references within the song. All right, we're moving fast. Got a couple final answers in here. Thomas in Northeast Philly. Thomas, give me a song.
My song is, so I was originally thinking the Tupac, but I'll go with, since it was already said, I'll go with the Biggie, Going Back to Cali. I don't know if you guys remember.
Of course.
Strictly for the weather.
Thomas, I need to ask you a question. Since you were inclined initially to go with Hit 'Em Up, is that what we should vote for? I'm just asking.
Well, I originally thought the same thing as you guys. I thought it was a little too much. Too vulgar. Yeah.
But it was a great song.
It's the greatest diss track of all time.
All right, Thomas, good call. Let's get one more in here. Rose Ellen, give me a song.
Hi, Elton John, Candle in the Wind.
Wow, that's another great answer.
Because it was used for two women.
Yeah, that could win.
That is a great answer.
Pretty wild.
That complicates things. So we got Candle in the Wind. We've got American Pie. We got Man on the Moon. We got Born in the USA. We got Hit 'Em Up. We got Star Spangled Banner.
The Star Spangled Banner is an incredible answer that I did not consider would be a great answer for this. That's really good.
I love Candle in the Wind because it's two women. I mean, it's Marilyn Monroe and Princess Di.
Yep. American Pie, I think, might be the most entertaining of these songs.
Along with Hit 'Em Up.
Hit 'Em Up is phenomenal. James, give me a vote.
How am I supposed to pick Hit 'Em Up over the Star Spangled Banner?
I did without a problem.
Yeah. Well, one was about an actual war, and one was about an illegal war.
Yeah. I know. I guess I'll go. Hit 'Em Up's, I like the song better.
Two
I'm
votes
going
for
Hit 'Em
Up.
Yeah, I'm
I
sorry.
Am too. Andy, you've won the Post Malone tickets because two votes went for Hit 'Em Up. It's a tremendous answer with Tupac about a quarter century ago. More than that now.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schler of the Visinga Truth Podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.